Right, let's talk to, this is going to be good, Fevzi Turkalp from GadgetDetective.com. Hello.
Morning.
So lots of people who haven't ever really been into tech and haven't really, you know, used that sort of stuff, suddenly very dependent on it, including me. I've never had a smartphone in my life and never wanted one. Now I have one so I can see my grandchildren's faces. It's mind-boggling me. I don't know how to work it at all. It's really getting on my nerves. However, I know I need it, so I've got it. Tell us, for example, the sorts of things we need to know and the sorts of ways that people can really get in touch that aren't too complicated.
Sure. So for people who've got smart devices, be it smartphones or tablets, then they will either already have apps loaded on them that will allow you to do audio and video calling, or you can download them. So that would be things like Skype, FaceTime, WhatsApp. Those apps will either come installed or you can install them free of charge.
Yeah.
And then as long as the other person's got similar apps, then you can communicate. And it's a very nice thing, you know, to be able to see loved ones at this time.
Yes.
But smartphones and that are not for everyone, and particularly, an elderly generation may not always struggle, but some of them will struggle with those. Now, there are other devices that do the same thing, but are much more all-in-one and easier to use. So you've got, you'll be familiar with things like Amazon Echo devices, you know, the talking speakers, but they have versions called Amazon Show or Echo Show, which is essentially the same thing, but with a screen, a camera built in, and a microphone built in, or actually a few microphones. So what that means is that the person doesn't have to hold the device. It also means that if it's set up appropriately, you can drop in on a loved one. So let's say you've got someone who really struggles, possibly even has dementia or something, never going to be able to work a device. But if it's set up correctly, you can actually drop in, look in on them, and initiate a call without them having to pick up on it. Now, obviously, there can be privacy issues with that, but if someone is really struggling with the technology, that's a great way of doing it. So you've got Amazon Echo Shows, you've got Facebook Portal devices that are heavily advertised on TV at the moment. That's the one where you can walk around and it sort of scans and tracks you as you go. And also something called a Google Nest Hub Max.
Yes.
The Amazon Show start at about £80, which I think is probably the cheapest of those devices.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get deals on them as well. And I think if you're minded to sort of look after a relative using tech like this, best do it now whilst it's sort of safer than it's going to be, let's say, and take full precautions. But because it will need setting up at that end as well. The other approach that you can take, I guess, is cameras. And we think of them often as security cameras, things like Google Nest cams, Eufy cam, the Arlo cams. These are all different types of cameras, the things that look like large golf balls with a lens on them. And again, with those things, it enables you to keep an eye on a person. So some people have already used them to look after elders and so forth. But again, you can initiate, you don't have video on, you don't have a video conversation, but you can initiate an audio call by just dropping in on them. And that can be a good way of doing it. And one final tip, some people still don't have internet in their home and would struggle to get internet now. There is at least one camera that I found, which is called the Arlo Go. That's A-R-L-O Go, made by Netgear. And that one has a SIM card in it. So what you do is you buy a SIM card with a certain amount of data on it, pop the SIM card in, and as long as they've got signal, you can still use the camera, you know, which is better than nothing. I mean, it is limited in terms of how much data you could potentially use
all
with
right.
it.
Right. As we know, Mother's Day this Sunday, lots of kids, lots of, I mean, adults and young ones, but lots of adult siblings, you know, who live scattered across London or across the country, would like to speak to their mums at the same time. They'd like to do a sort of group chat with their own mums.
Yes.
How would you recommend doing that? Maybe if you're not all that greatly adept at doing all this stuff.
So the main apps do have now sort of group chat functionality to them. Sometimes you do need more modern hardware to do it because obviously it puts more of a strain on the device. But FaceTime, for example, with Apple devices, it's quite straightforward to do. And you basically add people into the conversation from your contact list one at a time. The faces appear on screens, you know, windows within the screen, and then as the person talks, their screen enlarges somewhat so you can keep track of who's talking, and hopefully not everyone talks at once. And people have been doing it, you may have seen it, you know, they've been doing choirs and all sorts of things over these sorts of apps. So it's really it's quite wonderful. I also noticed that people are starting to learn things via YouTube. A friend of mine has taken up belly dancing at home. She was always shy to do it. So now she's doing it at home using YouTube videos. And actually, I saw one of them. It's quite an excellent video, you know.
Oh, how funny. That's a hilarious skill to suddenly acquire now when no one can see you doing it. Maybe that's the best kind of belly dancing, when no one you know can see you doing it. Maybe exactly. That makes a hell of a lot of sense. Nice talking to you. Let me just ask you, as a human, how are you doing? What are you doing? Where are you doing it? You know, how are you adapting?
I'm well. I mean, I've got, you know, elderly relatives, so that's always, frankly, a worry. So yes. We've been putting things in place for that. And
when you say things in place, you mean the tech? Or what do you mean, other things?
The tech and contingency for care needs and things like that.
Yes.
You know, because yes. That's a danger if people rely on carers. How do you minimise the risk to them?
Of course.
How do you, what do
and
you do?
And the carers, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And what do you do when a carer falls ill and that sort of thing? So we've been doing our best to mitigate those risks. But other than that, you know, we're keeping happy and healthy. And I dare say I'll get a lot of paperwork done during this period.
Nice to talk to you, Fevzi. Thank you very much.